Hi. I missed you. I know I just went to the bathroom. It's still true. Do you miss me? I thought you would. God, I can't believe it's only been 3 days since our last date. Felt a lot longer than that. I'm both hungry and thirsty for you, if you get my meaning. I'm glad you finally got the courage to ask me out. I would have asked you, but I really didn't, you know, want to scare you. Okay, you may not find me scary, but the wings, horn, tail, and reputation means that when I hit on some people, they literally run away screaming. Hey, do you want to dance? Just, you know, slow and steady. I just wanted an excuse to be close to you. So, you see those girls in the corner behind me? Don't make it so obvious, just spin around with me and look at them when you do. Do you know them? I see. Former co-workers. That makes sense. At least one of them must have had a crush on you. The three of them are talking about how the tall one should get you alone and fuck you. I overheard them. They must not have seen me leaving the bathroom, I guess. Normally, what they said wouldn't bother me that much. In fact, I feel so secure with you that I might suggest you take her up on her offer. I'd insist on watching, of course, but she also said she wanted to steal you from me. The word she used was save. She wants to save you from the evil succubus that's gonna suck your soul. I know, right? What a narrow-minded fucking bigot. She actually said that she could seduce you and take you home and just keep you forever. Yeah. So, I took that personally. Fucking hell, they don't even know me and they think that they can just up and steal my man? I'll have to do something about that later. Sure, I mean, you haven't technically agreed to be my boyfriend yet, but we're dating, right? So don't worry about it. Pretty soon you'll ask me to be monogamous, and you'll be nervous because my kind has a certain reputation, but you'll ask me anyways. No, I won't tell you what my answer will be. Where's the fun in that? Anyways, I may have a pretty good idea of some things, but I can't actually see the future. You might decide I'm too much for you, or you may not just feel that emotional connection you want. I'm a big girl, and I'd cry my tears and move on. I don't do a lot of Hell Hath No Fury stuff anymore. We never talked about this, but we're friends, and you trust me enough to fuck me, so I want to ask you something. Do you feel safe with me? There's no wrong answer here. My people do have a reputation, and unlike most of that kind of thing, it is well deserved. We prey on humans. We devour your cum and your life essence. It's a fact, and the fact that most of us are very careful to feed consensually and safely now doesn't really take away from that. Do you know why we don't kill humans? It isn't just because it's illegal. When you lived for 1,000 years, serving 50 isn't that much, to be honest. My friend Lilith, she used to joke about it and called it first-degree ass slaughter. And then she lost control and woke up on the desiccated body of the woman she loved. Yeah, she's gonna do hard time, but the regret she feels is gonna be far worse than prison for her. She could more than likely escape if she tried, but she won't. I know her. She won't ask for parole either. It was definitely accidental, but still, that's no excuse. We all know how breakable people are. Anyway, we've been around a long time. There aren't a lot of us. When the Shadow Accords were signed, most of us were secretly grateful. Some of the other demons and angels thought they could be above humanity, or that they should. But I sure didn't. Does that sound strange for me to say? I mean, I've been on top of you before, after all. How can I explain this? You're like a cat. A very smart, sexy cat. I said like. You could be like a dog if you prefer. The point still stands. No. You're not like our pets. I'd never think of you in that way. Maybe that was just a bad analogy, but... I should explain. Most of us, we get raised by humans until we hit our teen years, and then we change. And it's scary, and we have to run, and no one tells us how to live or what to do. So, when we're young women, we're dumb and destructive. Most of the bad stories come from young succubi, out in the world, just having fun without thinking of the consequences. That kind of succubus doesn't think of humans as anything but food, and it used to be that all of us went through a phase like that. We'd go around fucking and feeding on whoever we want. If we have kids, we leave them for someone else to raise. Sometimes we kill, and the worst of us do it on purpose. We steal life and use our powers to play with humans and their loved ones. Yeah, it is awful. But then, 9 times out of 10, something happens. We fall in love with a human. It might take a few centuries for it to occur, but it does happen. You can't plan it. You can't expect it. If you look for it, you're not likely to find it, but as soon as you stop expecting it, bam! Someone catches your eye, and pretty soon you're head over heels. We fall in love at first sight a lot. We're motivated primarily by lust and hunger. It's true, but that's just the surface. Our emotional depth is the same as yours. My first love? I don't want to go into details. Just ask me when we're not having fun. The point is, it had a big impact on me. We were together for just 50 years before he died. Yeah, you get it now. 50 years is a long relationship for you, but for us, it's not even out of the honeymoon phase. I was more in love with him when he died than I had been the year before. And I still found him very attractive. The elderly often have a healthy sex life. You'd be surprised. The point is that once you get so close to a human and you lose them, it's very hard to look at them as just food anymore. With the exception of some actual psychopaths, we tend to be very careful as we feed. That's why when we fucked on our first date, you felt just a little tired and recovered by the next day. I really, really loved your cum, but I only had one tiny sip of your life. I know you enjoyed it. I saw your eyes roll back and you made some very lewd sounds. If you ever feel too weak, you can always just stay over after. Can't have you driving while drained and all. That doesn't effectively change our core natures. We're still demons at heart, and no matter how in control I am, there is an element of danger that I can't ever remove. That's why we're having this conversation. I want you to know that if you decide we need to break up, I won't be angry. I'll be upset, and maybe I'll call you a name or two, but I won't even mean it, and we'll be friends again before you know it. I don't want you to leave me, but I do want you to think about what you're getting into. The other thing you should know about succubi is we don't fucking play with women who are trying to steal our lovers. Yes, I'm still upset about it, but I do have a solution, one that'll hurt them and help you. So, will you help me out? I love your enthusiasm. So, how this works is I'm going to fuck you right here in the middle of the party. It's a private residence. It's legal. No, the guests are going to be shocked and aroused, but they might pretend to be offended. There's a difference. Of course I want those bitches in the corner to see it. This is a display of dominance, and when we're done, they'll know their fucking place. Plus, they'll be comparing how they are in the sack to the hot show they just saw. And then, they'll realize how lame they are. Like, three scoops of vanilla ice cream in a rocky road world type of bland. Listen, that isn't even the main reason. It's just a bonus. I was gonna fuck you tonight anyways. Doing you in public will just really turn me on. But you can veto this idea and I'll still take you home and make you feel really, really good. This would just make me really happy. Good. Baby, I'm gonna fuck you and suck you so good you're not even gonna know where you are. That's the main goal. You're gonna know how I feel about you when I'm done, and I won't have to say a damn thing. So let's really get this party started. It's loud enough that no one will be able to hear what I'm saying unless I speak up, so just follow my lead, okay? First, I'm gonna get a little bit of attention. I'm gonna kiss you long and slow. Now people are looking. They're upset at that display. Now I'm gonna do a little dance and grind up against you in all the right ways. I love being this close to you. Best part of this is I don't have to fake anything. Every moan and whimper and sigh is real. You bring that out of me. Once I get started, you'll have my complete and undivided attention. No one else in this room will exist. And now I dance away out of your arms. Just stand there and look confident. Don't worry about how hard you are, I'll take care of it. Oh no, it's so hot in here, I better lose my tight little shirt. Oh, and I guess I must have forgotten my bra. And no sense in keeping my skirt on either. Oh my god, I'm not wearing any panties either. The scandal of it all. I'll keep the heels on though. I know you love those. And now, I'll come back into your arms and we'll kiss. And I'll drop to my knees like there's no one in the room but us. And I'll take your cock out. And suck it like my life depends on it. Oh god, you taste so fucking good. I know you're the right guy for me. No one can be this delicious and not be a good boyfriend. I'm gonna convince you tonight, right here in front of everyone, how much I care about you. Fuck, I'm getting really hot from doing this. I knew I would, but you're really fucking good at bringing out the needy slut in me. Will you grab my horns? Please. Please, please, please don't make me beg. Fuck my face. Do it in front of all of these people. Oh, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, put me in my place. I want you to calm down my throat, but no, no, I need you in my pussy, please. Oh, God, you have to fuck me, please. Please. No, oh, are you gonna make me beg in front of all of these people? I don't care. I need you. I need your cock, please. You're worth any degradation. Oh, thank you. You can just spin me around and push me over this. That's the spirit. Do it again, please, please, please. You're getting into this, aren't you? Oh God, you're so fucking sexy. Oh, you're fucking me so hard. You're mean. Don't worry about it. Everyone knows I'm loving it. Now they're gonna see you fuck the bitch right out of a succubus and make her melt. Oh, you wanna fuck the bitch right out of me, don't you? Then do it. Grab my wings. You know I love that. Oh, now tell me to shut the fuck up. Oh God, that's so hot. Now tell me, I'm gonna take every last drop of your cum, and you won't settle for anything less. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, oh God, you're so hot. I fucking love this. You're gonna make me cum so hard that I forget anything but your cock. I need you to do that, please. Oh. You always make me cum, you just have to hold out a little longer. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, yes, yes, you're making me go and come. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm so fucking full. Seriously, that's the best meal that I've had since the Civil War. Wow, I am so sorry about that. Let me just, let me get my clothes on and then we'll leave. This is so embarrassing. It's my nature, you know, he gets me so worked up that I get a little wild, and the only way he can calm me down is to have sex with me, and he always knows how to make me come so hard, and then I'm right as rain again. Thanks for inviting us. Have a great evening. Did you see their faces? Oh my God. They're never gonna forget that. But they should be thankful. That was harder than anything they could get on Pornhub. Dude, everyone in there was turned on, and not one of them will admit to it. I guarantee that both of us are gonna get some random texts over the next couple of days. You'll see. I really like you. You know that? You get me, and you try to make me happy. Seriously, I've actually settled down a lot recently, but I need moments like this. Little thrills to keep me loving life. And don't worry, not all of my fantasies involve public sex. You did great, though, obviously. You do know that our little display will benefit you, right? Baby, you just got a succubus to submit to you and take your cum in front of a crowd. I was begging and pleading for your dick. You reduced me to a needy mess, and then I came so loud that they heard me in heaven. What I'm saying is, normally it's the succubus making the man beg, but you did that to me. Every girl there knows that you lay pipe like a fucking expert, and they're gonna want you. Your DMs are gonna blow up with sexy selfies and inappropriate offers. You wait and see. What? Of course I'm fine with it. I want to know all the details later, though. Oh, and if they're into it, you should invite me, too. Humans are so peculiar about these things. When you've lived and fucked as long as I have, your perspective shifts. I'm not gonna fuck anyone else, and you don't have to either if you don't want to. If you want to go steady with me right now, I'm in. We can still have three ways, though, so long as both of us approve. Oh, I won't push. I'm guessing that if it happens, it'll be you doing the asking. Come on. You're tired, and it's at least partially my fault. So come over tonight. I'll make you some eggs, and you can sleep in tomorrow. See? I'm already being a good girlfriend for you. You're gonna love being with me. I promise.